Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe. As an Island Institute Fellow, I serve as a Climate to Thrive's Community Engagement Coordinator. Let's dive in.
I'm Emily Shanahan. I'm the program coordinator at the Bar Harbor Food Pantry.
The first part of Emily and I's conversation focused on the overlaps between food security and climate, particularly the massive challenges we face in coping with food waste. Check the archive for more on that. But this time, we wanted to drill down more into ways to take action to increase food security and community resilience to climate on the local level.
The wheels turn between connection with one another, connection with food, connection with the planet, and how are we honoring all of those things, as well as ensuring everyone has what they need, a vehicle to have those conversations, to build resiliency, community dinners, sharing food with your neighbors, working with college students to get them involved in having those conversations with their neighbors, people they don't always connect with. And then this common denominator of food that shows how unique and at the same time connected we all are.
When it comes to finding ways to build food security and take climate action on the local level, although big structural barriers exist with things like sourcing for food assistance programs primarily being channeled through industrial agriculture, there are local initiatives like the Down East Gleaning Initiative where community members can get involved.
The Down East Gleaning Initiative is through Healthy Acadia, who I had the honor of working with last year as a VISTA, and they operate in Hancock and Washington counties, connecting with local farmers, gleaning leftovers either in the field, leftovers from CSAs or farm stands, working with farmers markets, and getting that produce to food security organizations, meal sites, school backpack programs, food pantries. There's so many benefits to this program: reducing waste, keeping food local, getting delicious, local, nutritious, organic produce to food security organizations, especially in the summertime here, is when we really need that extra produce and is a huge help. And a little more amorphous, but so important, is strengthening those connections between the producers and the food security organizations. And like here at the food pantry, when we have produce from Triple Chick Farm or Beech Hill Farm, I always try to label it. And that starts a conversation here as well. Customers shopping here who frankly just don't have access to those farm stands are able to take part in that as well, to enjoy that beautiful local produce that is grown right here in their community.
What are some other ways that folks can get involved in building a food system that is both more climate resilient and also more actively serves our neighbors?
Donations are wonderful, but being thoughtful in our donations, what do food pantries need? What is helpful to them? And if it's not something you would eat, your neighbors probably don't want it either. And fighting the stigma of, oh, I don't want it, but maybe someone's shopping at a food pantry wants it instead, this can of tomato soup from 2008. It's unfortunately very often that we have rusted, decades old cans donated, finding or coffee cups and losing lottery tickets and receipts in our donation bin all the time. Certainly not the end of the world, but it does really start to get to you. Just the number of donations that are not serving your neighbors with dignity. I know people care about their neighbors, and there's a lot of ways to show it. Meaningful and thoughtful donations are a big one. Volunteering. Everybody needs help, but also just having that chance to work with your neighbors in that way. If you've never shopped at a food pantry before, if you've never been in a food pantry before, there's a lot to learn in these spaces and the stories and the connections you can make with people just by spending time in here, I think is a big part of building a stronger, more resilient community. The Hancock County Food Drive is coming up April. That's an initiative facilitated by Healthy Acadia, but 17 food security organizations across the county are collaboratively working on this food and fundraising event. There's going to be a big kickoff At the end of March, there's a readathon, there's Miles for Meals challenge, there's a climathon, lots of events throughout the month across the county in wonderfully, beautifully grassroots and collaborative effort.
To learn more, visit www.hcfooddrive.org. This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive on WERU-FM. We're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.